Right now, we're going to get some analysis from Hussein Haqqani. He is director of Boston University's Center for International Relations, and he studies Pakistan. Welcome to the program, sir.
It's a pleasure being here.
How dramatically does this change the situation regarding Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf and the opposition to him?
Extremely, actually. Let me just begin by saying that Ms. Bhutto was somebody that I worked with. I spoke to her barely 2 days ago. She's somebody who's been like family to me and to hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis who worked with her in the struggle to bring democracy to Pakistan. She has been maligned. She has been demonized. Her father was assassinated by a previous military ruler after a fake trial. There are people in Pakistan who support dictatorship and who did not like her. The fact of the matter is that General Musharraf will not be able to escape allegations of complicity in this particular incident, either by neglect or by design. And I think that it will be very difficult for the international community to give him a free pass this time.
I want to follow up on a couple of things that were said in our last segment by Fazi Zaka, a journalist, a Pakistani journalist in Islamabad. He says in the end, even though there'd been a previous attempt on Bhutto, that he was surprised to see that in the end she was assassinated. There was a feeling there that she might be above all that, above true risk to her life. Are you at all surprised that this has happened today?
What I'm surprised by is the fact that somebody could come so close and at close range fire a shot into her neck. That basically shows that the security was at least partly farcical. The government said after the Karachi assassination attempt that political party workers who provided security in Karachi were not good enough, that the government will be responsible for security. And then there were constant allegations by the People's Party, Ms. Bhutto's party, that the jammers provided for her security were not good quality, that there were all kinds of lapses. And General Musharraf's attitude was lackadaisical at worst. At best, and criminally negligent at worst. When she said that there were certain people in the Pakistani security forces who were involved in the Karachi bomb blast, he didn't even investigate that allegation. Anywhere in the world, if somebody tries to kill someone and they think somebody is responsible, you at least investigate it. Musharraf took a very negligent and possibly determinedly hostile attitude towards Ms. Bhutto. And she's not the first major political figure to be killed while he has been in power. In fact, one particular politician was killed by Pakistan's own security forces. So Pakistan has been in an unfortunate position of extremist jihadis being active, but at the same time, Pakistan's own security forces have not cleaned house for a long, long time.
Hussein Haqqani at Boston University Center for International Relations, thank you very much for talking with us this morning. I appreciate it.